If it feels like through all of this, you're paying more for your groceries, you're right. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that in April, we saw the sharpest increase in nearly 50 years. For more, we're joined by Kirk Maltese. He reports on food prices for The Wall Street Journal. Hey, Kirk.
Hi, Tanya.
So there are so many staples that we're now paying more for if you're able to actually get your hands on them. So we're seeing that a dozen eggs now cost more than $3, and there have been price gouging lawsuits filed in California and Texas over this. Why are eggs so expensive right now?
Well, the problem with eggs and really anything in the supply chain, it's not the availability of the raw material, eggs, meat, grains, whatever have you. All of that is abundantly available in the United States. It's just that the process of being able to get it from the farm to processing to, you know, your store shelves, that's the issue that's come up, and that's because of COVID-19 making workers sick. Before this, egg prices were, you know, at record lows. Because it's not able to get to the grocery store, you know, they've had to get rid of eggs on the supply end. It's just the transporting it from point A to point B is the problem.
Yeah. What about flour? There was a nearly 3% increase in prices for cereal and bakery products last month, and we're reading that it was the steepest single month increase on record. I thought I couldn't find it because people were baking more, but you've noticed that flour is just hard to find.
Yeah, it's something that globally, especially when COVID-19 first hit, there was a run on grocery stores for flour, wheat flour particularly, and that drove the prices of wheat higher for some time. You know, it's something where even now there's difficulty finding that specialty flour because the supply chains for grocery stores haven't adjusted to carrying enough inventory to, you know, cover for the increased consumer demand. And it's something where, you know, for example, my mom is she retired last year and she's gotten into, you know, making croissants. That's her big thing now. And yeah. There's a specialty flour that they use for croissants. I believe it's called pastry flour. And I mean, she can't find that, you know, in her grocery stores. It used to be something that, you know, was easily available.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about meat, specifically pork. You've talked about how livestock producers who say the supply chain is so off, they're now being forced to kill hogs. Now, explain this to us. I mean, and how does this affect prices?
Well, back in the beginning of the year, there was a record level of both hogs and cattle produced in the United States. So when COVID hit, food service, you know, your restaurants, your catering service, what have you, they were forced to shut down. You just have this issue where you then have this backlog of hogs that are on farms. They're on feed. It's tough to stop them from growing. I mean, the average hog that's on feed being prepared for slaughter grows at a rate of 2 pounds per day. And there's a certain weight level that these plants, whichever plants are open at this point, can actually take a hog. The normal hog that's slaughtered is roughly around 250 pounds, much more than that. And, you know, these facilities can't take them. They can't handle a hog that's over 330 pounds or so. So what happens? I mean, these farmers, they're just forced into a situation where they can't sell their product. You know, these hogs are getting bigger, and what do? They've made the, you know, unfortunate choice that they have to, in some cases, euthanize them.
Oh, okay. So we're also reading that there is a global record rice production issue happening. So what does that actually mean? Does it mean that it's more plentiful or cheaper? Or are there concerns about the supply chain there too?
It is definitely a supply chain concern. The USDA said yesterday that global consumption of rice is expected to hit a record large. That's right around 500 million metric tons. But that said, I mean, the U.S. Production of rice is actually up 17% for this marketing year. So a lot of countries were adjusting to this increased demand for rice by producing more rice. So having is just a, you know, the same thing that's happened in the other types of food products, where it's just an ability of the product to get to the store shelves.
Yeah. Kirk, you know, this is all happening as people are feeling the real effects of this pandemic on their pocketbook. Is there any sense that these supply chain problems will correct themselves in the next few weeks or months as we continue through this pandemic?
It's definitely a question of months. For example, agricultural lender CoBank said recently that they expect retail pork and beef prices to be up 20% in July versus last year. So it's something where, you know, at this point, we're looking at ground beef prices double of what they are this point last year. Even with some of these meat packers coming online, even with some things that were closed, slowly reopening, they have weeks now of shipments that they didn't make, the trips that they didn't take, stocking shelves that they didn't do that they have to make up for. And so it's something where we can try and work through the kinks, but we're still going to be feeling this. From looking at earnings calls and what have you, most of these companies are forecasting that we're going to be feeling this. They'll be feeling it on their bottom line well into the third and fourth quarter of 2020. And they expect some effects to be felt in 2021 as well.
Which affects all of us, of course.
Yes.
That's definitely. Kirk Maltese. He's a commodities reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Kirk, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.